Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is November 25th, 2021, also known as Thanksgiving Day. As many of you know, I haven't had a show in quite a while, and I don't know how many people got my notice in time to tune in tonight, or, of course, they may be doing other things for Thanksgiving. But I kind of thought I wanted to go ahead and put some thoughts out there, let people know, yes, I'm still here, and we're going to get back on schedule here, getting the show once a week, and things are going to get back to normal for what I was doing prior to moving and all sorts of other things that have been going on. those of you who know me know I was born and raised in Orlando, Florida, but I finally decided to move out of the area for a variety of reasons, and so I'm still in Florida, but I'm no longer in that area. And so I've had a pretty crazy schedule lately. But before we get into all that, again, today I just want to have a special show for Thanksgiving, kind of let people know I'm still out here, and to focus on what's happening with our country, that we do need to say a prayer for our country, and just where we go from here kind of thing. But before I do that, let me get started. Whoops, I just lost something I was looking at. I hate when that happens. That's not... Okay, here we go. I've got my technology is bouncing all over the place here. And I hope that you can hear me. So those of you who are listening who happen to know my number or whatever else, if you're having a hard time hearing me, let me know. I've been having some technology problems with my phone. So hopefully you can hear everything. Or someone send me a signal. Let me know that you're having a problem hearing me. But anyway, I thought today would be more than the perfect day to go ahead and start out with the American Creed. I frequently do this, or I do the pledge. And today we need to be thankful for what we have and remember what it means to be an American. So I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of a governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrifice their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. And this is so important with what we are facing in our country today. There are so many things going on. And I know those of us who have been paying attention, we understand the risk. We understand the history of a republic, a republican form of government. And we say democracy, and we are a democracy within a republic. It's a little bit different, but the point is we are a free people. We are it's the people's government. We are the sovereign. These people work for us, but they don't seem to understand that anymore. And as I look around, it's like today more than ever, I mean, I was concerned about these things years ago, but now it's like we're on the brink of the collapse of this country. Now more than ever in my lifetime, I fear for the future of the United States of America. I just don't know if we're going to continue to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. I mean, you know, when you go back and look at those most basic, the Declaration and our Constitution, we're not adhering to either one of them. The Constitution was designed to ensure and protect the Declaration, which gives us our rights. But we have so far gone so far off the track on these things that we are truly on the brink of destruction. The fall of the United States of America could truly happen any day, any year. I don't truly know that we have until next year's election to try to save this. You know, the process in which we're supposed to follow, getting people elected to represent us and these types of things, and they take a sworn oath and they actually do what they're supposed to do, that process has so, it doesn't exist. Just look around at everything that is happening. And what, here we had Trump who was taking us into a whole restoring America, restoring our rights, restoring those values. And then we have another president, whether he really got elected or not, that's another story. We're not going to go there tonight, who has undone everything. And now they're literally going into the reserve for the fuel that we need because they stopped all of our national production of oil. And now they're asking us to beg other countries to provide this fossil fuels, oil for us, when there was no need to do this. And what this is doing to us across the board, all the impacts to it. And that, why would he do this? The same president who's destroying our economy, destroying our lives, destroying our rights to move about freely, is letting all these people come into this country illegally. He's promoting an invasion. How is it not treason to do this? What, talk about insurrection. What is it when a president goes and says, come on in, everybody, come and invade our country, we'll let you have it, and in fact, we'll give you $450,000 for it. This is insane. And again, the point of today's show isn't to get into the nitty-gritty of some of the things that are being done to this country today. The fact is we better say a prayer for this country, and we also better take action. Saying a prayer is not going to be enough. You've got to do more than say a prayer, even though we better start asking for some divine intervention here. We better start remembering what one nation under God really means. And I think it was Reagan who said, if we forget that we are one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. And when you look at how we live today, what so many people of this culture today are, some call it a cult. We're being taken over by a cult. They have no values. They don't. Many, I don't believe, in any kind of God. They're not thankful for anything. We've seen the mass destruction, even to the point of a person taking a SUV and just driving over and running people over in a parade. I mean, we are in a very, very bad place. And we better pray, but we better take action too. We can't praying. We definitely need divine intervention here. And we better remember what the prayer means, that we should be thankful for what we have. But being thankful isn't enough. You've got to do something. You've got to do something to protect what this country stands for if you want to continue to have a free society. If you are a person who believes in communism, excuse me, then I think you're doing all the right things to make that happen here. But I, for one, and I know most of the people I know, do not believe in communism and don't want that. That isn't what we want. That is not what our Declaration was all about. About individual rights. And just, I'm not going to get into all the details today. We're going to talk about a lot of other things come in the next couple of weeks. I may even have a couple of shows next week. I don't know. We're trying to get caught up with things. There's so much going on. But, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and we truly need to think back of what this country is founded on. The proclamations, the George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation. We had Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation. And we also had President Trump's. And I have the links to those, so you can easily go to them and read them. I might read one of them on the show tonight. I don't know. We'll see if we get there. But I really want to talk to people about what is happening today and say a prayer. Say a prayer. Seek some guidance. Get the strength. Whatever, you know, whatever it will take to help you get engaged and help save this country. Because we are so close to falling. And, you know, people try to act like you say that and that it's the conspiracy theory, oh, no, this can't happen. I would think today, with everything that has gone on today, that people would actually believe, yeah, it really is possible that we could fall, that we are right in the process of being totally taken over by some type of communist regime for whatever reason it is. I mean, George Soros and these people, these evil elements that have taken over this country, that have taken over the our houses of Congress, the evil element across. In the same time, people, it's up to us to do it. I believe it's Steve Dace who frequently says on his show about this will continue as long as we allow it to continue. So if the American people have, in fact, resigned themselves to being a communist country, I'm not saying socialism anymore. Please do not use socialism. Let's talk what's really happening, communism. Then this is where we're heading. It's going to be up to us. I will say, you know, I'm not going to get into a big COVID discussion tonight, but the there was a silver lining with COVID that I see, that it made people aware of what was really going on in the public schools, how the children are being brainwashed, indoctrinated into this mindset of communism. Everything owned in common, Common Core, communism, everything owned in common, no individual rights, and just all these different things happening. And it made parents much more engaged, and they've started to go and speak. They've started to get involved in the local school boards. Many have run for local school boards. These are people that are getting involved, and we need more of us to do this. I've ran for office a couple of times in the past, and who knows, I may run again at some point. But right now, I want to be try to be a facilitator out here and help people see what we need to do and to encourage people to do it and identify the needs and just share facts. What do we want for the United States of America? Will we ever go back to whatever the normal was before all this COVID stuff and whatever else? Really before 9/11. 9/11 brought the American people so close together, but at the same time, it was such a destructive thing with the Patriot Act where it took away our rights. That was when we started losing the rights. More and more people thinking that government's supposed to take care of them. But that's not a free society. That's communism. If you want everything owned in common, you want government to dole out whatever it is where you're supposed to live and whatever else, then that's communism, if that's what you want. I don't want that. That's not the America I want. I want the Patriot Act to go away. And, you know, people keep saying, well, we've got to make sure we go and vote in these Republicans in the next year and this and that, and they say this. But I think everybody better remember, which we obviously need to dethrone those that are in there today. We have too many elitists in there today who aren't doing their job and aren't representing the will of the people. So we definitely need to change, clean house, whatever you want to call it, what's in there. But I'm telling you, you better be careful on what you're expecting from this Republican Party. The Republican Party was supposed to get rid of Obamacare, and they had every chance to do it, and they didn't do it. The Republican Party should be doing something about the Patriot Act. I'm not going to hold my breath that they're going to do it. And then we have the mentality of the people today. Give all these things away, what they're doing, how they are using the legislative process to give all the handouts, to get people hooked on government subsidies and government control and all these other things, and including the vaccines and all this other stuff. So when it comes time to vote again, people have become addicted to it, just like they wouldn't do. Why did the Republicans not get rid of Obamacare? Well, it's hard to undo it now that people are starting to use it and all these other, this was the garbage they said. And this is exactly what the people pushing communism today are doing with this, to say, once these people start getting all these free services, which nothing's free, of course, then they know that they can just go and do whatever they want to do. They're not going to want to give it up. You're not going to have those Republicans. They're not going to say, well, we're going to take this away from you now, when they should be doing just the opposite, to say, no, you're going to be a free society. You're going to have an opportunity. You're going to have the choice. You will have opportunity. You will have free will and free choice to use your labor and efforts to be what you want to be. We will make it where it's more prosperous for you to be an individual, an independent individual contributing to society, than to be out there living on the streets of San Francisco and producing all the stuff we see out there, which is spreading across this country. I think that is Dr. Joe out there. I hope I have the right one. Hello there. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Sally. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You can see where I'm going tonight. What would you like to share with us?
Yeah, see where you're going.
What are your thoughts?
Well, as far as Obamacare, you're mostly right. Actually, we almost got rid of it. It was John McCain that was the lone holdout vote in the Senate and ruined it for Trump. So We almost did get rid of it, but he was a rhino. You know, all these 13 senators that helped Biden in the last 2 weeks to pass this stimulus bill or whatever it is, they're not Republicans. You know, they're Republicans in name only. So, you know, a lot of people point to Republicans, but they're really the moderate center, whatever, rhino, whatever you want to call them. They're not true conservatives. So.
Correct. And that's why this next vote, you know, you just voting for an R isn't it. You've really got to go out there and check out what these people stand for. We've got to get more of the people who are true constitutionalist conservatives. I don't care what party they belong to, but of course, theory, that's what they should be for Republicans. Where did the word Republican come
and
from?
Well, people should be getting involved in their precincts with their local GOP. Because that's where that started, where you vet, and then you can vet the people who put themselves out as Republicans in the election. So there's plenty of room there. To your point, there's also the auditoriums at the school board meeting, at the county commission meeting, the city council, they should be packed with we the people. We the people need to get off our duffs and get there. Now, if you're ill, you know, you have congestive heart failure, you have medical problems, to pray. We definitely need the prayers. And write letters to the editor. There's plenty of things you can do. But we need to do it. You're right. With the complacency is mind-boggling. And we will have communism if we don't stand up. This is it. You know, we keep saying every couple, 4 years, this is it. Well, this is it. I mean, they stole the election from us. And like you said, we're not going to get too much into that. But this is it. We need to stand up. Now, some parents have been, but we need more. I mean, I think we have a chance, based on what happened in Virginia, and even New Jersey was quite telling. But we don't really have election integrity. However, when you have a landslide, as what happened in Virginia, you don't have to worry. I mean, we still need to fix the election system, but landslides help.
They do, and even what happened with Jersey, and you can, to a certain degree, in Jersey, we have to take a look at this Republican Party that if they would have given any support in Jersey, that may have been different. But they said, I had no chance, whatever. But they weren't paying attention to the outrage of what the people were saying. They're not listening. And that's why I say COVID to me is the one that's triggered so much of this. President Trump obviously started, you know, the Make America Great Again. And this totally changed what all these elitists were out there doing. These globalist / elitists were out there doing. He totally threw a wrench into their plan. Then they had to come back, and I still believe to this day that the COVID thing and all that stuff was all part of a way to take away this election from him. And then
I think the cheating, there was a lot of cheating even back when Mitt Romney ran in 2012. And then, of course, when Trump ran in 2016, they cheated because he even said the election's rigged. But they didn't cheat enough, and they didn't know which precincts. Now, they studied the 2016 election. They knew exactly where they wanted to cheat in 2020.
Exactly.
And we still have a lot of those voting machines here in Florida, you know, those rotten voting machines. Now, the reason why they didn't win in Virginia this year is because there's no electoral college. When the left stole the election last year, from Trump, they knew where they needed to steal it so they could win the Electoral College. There's no Electoral College in a governor's race. So it was a true landslide in each of those precincts. That's what you need to do across the states.
Well, and the other thing that we cannot allow people to be complacent of what happened with this election. We still, I think any real rational person, critical thinking person, whatever you want to call it, understands this was a rigged election. And really, it was rigged in 2016, too, but they just didn't have their numbers right. That's why Hillary Clinton could never figure out, how did she not win? They had the system rigged. Why didn't that work? And so they went and they tweaked the system for 2020. They added that other level of security in there with these mail-in ballots and stuff. And, you know, the thing is, people have got to, at the state level, which, you know, we feel relatively safe here in Florida, but I won't say it fully, that we don't have that same level of corruption in what we saw happen in some of those states, but people still need to be very much outraged by what happened and not accept it. We've got to change our mentality. The majority of people who don't believe in communism, you know, let Facebook be the face of communism instead. Call it that, and let that be where they go out there. Instead, you know, but we have people who keep depending on that and promoting and allowing the censorship and these other pieces that are all part of the problem. This is where people need to change. Well, I do have another call. Go ahead and comment, then we'll get another caller to join in and see what they
have to say.
Well, I was going to
say, we have a normalcy bias, but, you know, everything's been pretty stable since Reagan fixed everything 40 years ago. So, you know, this hopefully this will wake people up as to what's been going on. They're trying to kill the middle class, figuratively and literally. We need, right now, do not support the big box stores tomorrow on Black Friday. We need to support all the small mom and pop shops for the Christmas holidays. And I'll leave it
there. I'm glad you mentioned that, and just kind of, it's interesting as I was just talking a little bit, and I know you know that I was moving and everything else. I myself have actually done my best to go to some smaller businesses as I'm moving and getting things versus the big box stuff. I totally agree with you. We have to support the American business person, the end of what really is the heart and soul of this country.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get this other person in here. They didn't totally show their number, so let's see.
Yeah, my name is Joe. I've been here before, Sally.
Oh, hey, Joe.
How you doing?
So, I'm doing okay. I hope you had a happy and safe Thanksgiving, and hopefully you're saying a few prayers for our country, too.
Well, I'm hoping everybody else has a good Thanksgiving. And I don't say prayers because I'm an agnostic bordering on atheism. But I do hope that the country does kind of, for lack of a better word, revive itself. The thing is, I would really like to support the local businesses, but I'd like for them to support us. In other words, if they have shoddy practices, if they have lousy retail clerks, if they don't have good refund policies, I'm not going to support them. So unfortunately, you've got the Bezoses and you've got the Bill Gates, and at one time, Jobs, and they took pains to make sure that their customer service was going to be good. So, if the local businesses don't know how to shape up, it's a good idea to support them and take money away from the big box stores. But they've got to shape up. You know, I can't go into an electronics store and buy a TV set and then get into a mini discussion with either the manager or retail clerk about why I should get my money back because it doesn't work well. So, but it's a good idea, but you got to preach to the local businesses as well. So that our time as consumers would be worth it to go there. So I wanted to comment on that. Also, I'd like to know if there's any concrete plans that you know of that could get the country back. In other words, make sure that the elections aren't going to be as rigged as they were in 2020. If you know of any plans, I'm all ears.
Well, to say a plan, this part of what I'm trying to hopefully get out there today, that it's up to everybody to get involved. And we have... I would say probably one of the biggest plans, if you want to call it a plan. We actually do have some other news media coming up and about. I'm not sure if you're a fan of Glenn Beck or not, with Blaze TV.
No.
He's got that network started, and Mark Levin is out there, and these people here. Then there is OAN, which is another one. We have to shut down these news medias that are the true virus. The mainstream media is really the one of the biggest evildoers here, because I truly do believe if the majority of people had the facts, had the truth, they would not, we wouldn't be in the situation. I believe the media has been such a virus to us. They have been such an evildoer. We have to do everything we can to shut down these other media. And now CNN is obviously having some kind of a attitude adjustment. We're going to see what that all happens, but I'm not going to hold my breath. But the lie, he can talk about these recent trials. And I mean, how many people literally thought the one kid, Kyle, that he literally thought he shot three black people? Because the media was so bogus, mm-hmm. fake, whatever you want to call it. And so we really have to do what we can to shut them down and get the truth out there. But one of the biggest things we all have to do is get the truth out there. And, of course, we see many, many people are starting to run for local offices. That is such a big thing as well. But we need to make sure we share that information and those people are rallying together to support each other, because you're not going to get that. Even local media that should be help sharing that information, they're not going to do that. They play all these games. So we've got to do everything we can to shut down big tech as much as we can. I think that's one of the biggest things.
Well, it's a nice idea. It's a good goal. And there are a lot of people who think like you, like me, and the caller on the line, and other conservatives and libertarians. But the thing is, the people that I do know, who think like me, they're still on Facebook and they're still using Twitter and they're still using YouTube. They should have gotten the hell off of those platforms. They should have gone to Gab, Telegram, Rumble, Bandot Video. Don't support the people who are throwing you into the abyss. But people don't change easily. Even those who know that the United States is going down the toilet. So, who knows?
Well, and I would say on that one, too, I have done this myself in the past, and I will do it again. Now, Mark Levin, my understanding is he's totally off of Facebook and Twitter. I think he did that about a year or so ago. And there's others like Steve Dace, Glenn Beck, some of these others. I've sent some links that you totally agree that they're corrupt organizations, but yet you keep putting stuff out there. Why
there
do you keep promoting it? And it's like, you know, if they would pull the plug on some of this stuff, then so many other people would go to the other sources, the other sites, and start using them and shut down. I mean, it would be so easy to shut down Facebook. We really could do it with very little effort.
Because at least 40% of the people, let's say put it like this, I would say 50 to 60% of the people who are Trump supporters when they voted for Trump, 40% of the people are not, but almost everybody I know believes in the cabal, the Illuminati, something's wrong with the United States, even the immigrants. So they do have to have the right information in front of them, told to them the right way, so that they'll actually understand that, yeah, you know, my congressman, you know how people think. Everybody says, well, those congressmen over there, those senators over there, they're corrupt, but my congressman, my senator, he's a good guy. He wouldn't do that. Yeah, well, he would.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't, and they are. My favorite guy was Rand Paul, but I think he's been, you know, once his ribs got crushed, he got the message. You know, don't mess with us or you could die. And then he got surrounded by, who was it? Was it BLMers? And,
it may have been. I can't remember. I know he's definitely been threatened, but excuse me, I give him a lot of credit for still going after Fauci, and he's still out there fighting that battle. So, but yeah, but he can't do it alone. He has to have the others working with him.
That's right. And if he can't get them together, just like Ron Paul couldn't get them together, because they're corrupt. Forget about Republicans or Democrats. Those are nice little labels for unisex corruption, unilateral corruption. Doesn't matter who would be in office. Don't forget, Republicans said, well, you know, we're going to lay off Obamacare on the shoulders of the Democrats. We're not going to vote for Obamacare. And if it does come up, we will then take out Obamacare next election. So what happens? Trump gets in there, and they have the perfect opportunity to vote out Obamacare, and what do you know? They don't do it. They're not just feckless. They're not just stupid. They are corrupt. And I'm talking about, well, I don't want to use the word Luciferian, but I guess I can use that to the extreme. They are willing and have sold out America. So that's the end of my rant.
Well, and I'll tell you, again, this is why I keep stressing that you know, just because you vote a Republican doesn't mean much is going to happen. And this is the sad part. And I'm telling you, I personally have no doubt, which I truly believe the Republicans will take over the House. Who knows, maybe over the Senate this next time. But I tell you, if the House of Representatives has the majority with Republicans and they do nothing about what Biden has done, so many of his unconstitutional actions, if they do not take action against what he's doing on that border and these other things, and they end up just being the bobbleheads that they've been most of the time in the past, there will be no Republican Party after that. Of course, there may not be a United States of America after that either.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, we're at a very big risk, and these Republicans, we better make sure you get people in there. And you know, it's my understanding, I don't know if anybody out there has any facts on this, a confirmation, but it seems like there's some other Republicans out there trying to challenge Jim Jordan, because he is obviously a very vocal person out there. And so can you imagine if the Republican Party is trying to take down Jim Jordan, and maybe Jim Jordan's done stuff out there that I'm not aware of, but so far I pretty much like what he says, his message out there, I support it. So is there something else going on out there? Is the Republican Party literally trying to take down those who were the stronger players like that? And, you know,
Jordan.
We have some of these stronger players, and you know they're going to come after them. But it's the sad part is how many times the Republicans come after Republicans. It's sick. So I have so much fear of what is going on with this Republican Party, and I can't hold my breath that they're going to do the right thing. I really can't. It scares me to half to death.
Well, they're not.
These people will be.
And that's something I resigned myself to. Jim Jordan had Fauci against the ropes, and I was listening to him, and he asked Fauci, what are the metrics? At what particular time is America going to get to herd immunity so that we don't have to wear the mask or have the vaccine mandate anymore? So Fauci tab dances around. And he's very good at tab dancing around questions. But then Jordan didn't follow up. He used to be a prosecutor. You're going to tell me he didn't know how to follow up on that question to find out the definitive answer so that Fauci could be nailed up against the wall and he's in the so-called Freedom Caucus? I don't care about political theater. I don't care about these shouting matches. I want legislation done that reverses what Biden's been doing and shows that if these people are willing to stand up to power, they're not doing it. The Republicans and the Democrats are just different wings of the buzzard. That's all they are.
Yeah, and now, Dr. Joe, I know you're out there listening. You want to chime in on some of these things because you know, the other thing, McCarthy, he should never be the Speaker. He's the worst because he couldn't get anything done either. So, I mean, the Republican Party is so in such bad shape. But what are your thoughts on some of the things the other Joe?
Well, yeah, we do have a ruling class. Now, I will say, it's possible in the case of Jim Jordan, that the establishment GOP in his county, his district, is trying to maneuver him out.
Well, I'm having a little bit of a hard
going
time
on here. We have that going on down here, okay, where we have the conservative Republicans fighting with the establishment Republicans for control of our local GOP. So you will see that, and then they will. So it's a fight for their guy versus Jim Jordan, okay, and you will see that across the country in various congressional districts. So that's very possible. You know, look at Liz Cheney. You know, the Wyoming Republicans basically practically kicked her out, but she's still doing her own thing in Congress, isn't she? I mean, she's not going to, obviously, she might as well change parties if she wants to run again.
I don't see her getting reelected as a Republican. It will be interesting.
I mean, that's what you're seeing, though, is you should be worried that the establishment Republicans, moderate Republicans, rhinos at this point, are trying to get rid of good conservative Republicans.
Name me a good conservative Republican who's done anything worthwhile in the last 10 years.
Well, the problem is they may have introduced legislation, but it never gets any traction because they can't get the votes. They can't get enough votes to get it through. So it's not visible to the average voter.
Well, you're right about that, but why can't they get through? They have the Freedom Caucus, And if they have Republicans who are supposed to believe in conservative values, why can't they, as a party, just get together to make sure that they have enough votes to filibuster legislation by the Democrats, censure the rhinos who don't do well, and perform the other parliamentary procedures that can frustrate the Democrats, and at least try to do something and show the people that who voted for them that they're not just engaging in political theater. And the reason is they're not the Republicans that we think they are or hope.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong. I think the Freedom Caucus isn't as big as you think it is, and it doesn't have a... Now, we can make it bigger because if we the people wake up this year, we can make the Freedom Caucus bigger and take everything over, okay? You know, the Democrats were in power in the last 2 years of the Trump administration, okay? If we take over the House, one of the first things we can do is impeach Biden, even if we don't have the Senate. At least get the articles of impeachment going. If we had the Senate, we might be able to get them removed. And then who'd we have? Kamala Harris? I don't know. Going from
well,
there.
I'll tell you.
That's the true communist.
Yeah, one real quick thing in there, and I'm putting it out there on the record for anybody, and I would hope anybody listening to this show that you make your phone calls and do whatever else. If those Republicans get in there, if they do not take action to impeach this guy, then they are history, and so is this country. Because right now, all you got to look at is what is going on this southern border by itself, and obviously we have an invasion. We have terrorists coming in. We have all these drugs coming in. They're talking about how many more kids are ODing and dying on the drugs because they've laced some of the regular drugs, if you will, with the fentanyl, and the people are dying. We have a president who is allowing an invasion and an attack. And to me, it's a war. There's been no formal declaration of war, but it is a true invasion and an attack on this homeland, and this president is promoting it. If that is not impeachable, then nothing is. So I'm just, any Republican out there who's in public office, you don't do something, you're toast, because this is what it's all about. And, you know, when it comes to what I was also going to mention, when we talked about what we need to be doing, okay, I'm putting it out there. Call the White House. Go ahead and call the president. There's a comments line, 202-456-1111. Everybody needs to go out there and tell this president, we want the fuel, open up the pipeline, you're destroying us, what you're doing is a communist takeover of our country, and it's a treasonous action, and whatever else you want to say to him. It's not a matter of whether he's going to listen to it personally, because we all know he probably doesn't remember much of what he hears anyway at this point, but the thing is, they have to know the people are outraged with what is going on. And then the other is you can go to the general switchboard to get to your senators and representatives, which is 202-456-1414. And definitely go to, especially right now with this bill that's out there, you've got to go to the senate.gov/senators. And their numbers all start with 202-22-something, then the last four digits change. But you have got to call every senator. I mean, obviously there's key ones like Joe Manchin. You ought to call Lisa Murkowski up there in Alaska. She's supposed to be a Republican, yeah. But we need people to bang on the phones for this stuff and scream in their ears and say, you know, anybody that votes for this bill, which is a communist takeover of this country, is in fact a communist. So you know what, Democrats, I don't think all Democrats are communists, even though the Democrat Party at large has been taken over by a communist cult with the funding of those like George Soros and company. And we have to realize that. But my mother was a Democrat. I was a Democrat to begin with because that's the way I was raised. But my mother, who has passed away now, but she would never go along with this. This is not what the blue-collar Democrat working-class people believe in. This is not it. So we have got to reach out to them as well as to these, every one of them. And, I mean, everybody you know, get them to call. Say, only a communist would vote for this. Are you a communist? Because that's what this is, and if you're a communist, you're in violation of your oath of office because you obviously don't uphold the Constitution. But we have really got to bang on the phones every which way you can to get this message out there. If enough people do it, I think you'll keep a few of these Democrats, and of course Joe Manchin, from voting in support of this garbage. because this stuff is, it's the seeds of a communist takeover. It really is. It's just amazing to me that we, too many people are so passive. And you don't, I mean, if you can go to your local, your senator's, U.S. senator's office, whatever else, if you can actually go to them, that's fine, dandy and all the stuff, but you can call, you can make all these phone calls. Call more than once. Tell your friends to call. How, there's, we have got to show that the people are in total opposition to this, and these same people have to be willing to not comply with communism, just like some of us have not complied with any crazy vaccines and all this other stuff going on. If you are so, if you have already caved in and are so subservient and are willing to cave into a communist regime, then the country has already fallen, really. I just don't happen to think that, that the majority of people truly believe that, but the majority are busy working and naive and too worried about watching a stupid football game. Nothing personal, but I don't watch, I don't follow the stupid sports. And just passive to say, oh, this is never going to happen. It's happening now. And also, a quick note out there, you know, next week we'll get, I'm going to get a little bit more into the COVID and the transportation stuff. We've got to get into some of this. But it was a week ago Wednesday, Glenn Beck had a special on with COVID and Fauci. This is the other thing, this next Republican Congress better do, there better be charges against Fauci for what he has done. He is a criminal. What he has done, he lied, people died. He laundered money that was for one purpose and then sent it over to China, to communist China. And I myself happen to believe China probably wasn't really worried about vaccines as much as they were worried about bioweapons. And then when everything, you know, when they were ready to take down Trump, well, how convenient. And by the way, back in, I think, 2015, you go out there and look at the video, Fauci said, the next administration's going to have a pandemic to deal with. Now, how would Fauci know that? Psychic powers, or was he part of the game? And when you go and you see this two-hour show that Glenn Beck did with all this documentation, and he's got links to the certain documents, you can go out there and look and whatever else. And this, and many, much of what he said was stuff that Dr. Joe and I have talked about in the past. We did our own research, and both, you know, all these other people had already learned about this. We already knew, and so Glenn Beck is putting it out there, which the mainstream media won't do. We've been shut down time and time again, and all of a sudden now we're finally being allowed to talk a little. And how many people have died because of what they said about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and other therapies that would have saved many, many people? These are criminal acts. And Fauci's still there. And I'm just telling you, I believe Glenn Beck does have YouTube out there, and he warns people that it sometimes gets cut down. Because he knows not everybody has Blaze TV to watch it. So it was out there on YouTube, and I think it's probably, it might still be there. I don't know. If you haven't seen it, please go watch it. They were doing a special about something called putting in a code of Fauci, and you could get a discount for the Blaze TV stuff. But you got to know the truth. The truth isn't going to come from the mainstream media. You've got to go out there, and if you don't have the time to do the research, which I did a lot of it on my own. Again, Dr. Joe did a bunch of it. He is a doctor. He knows a lot of this stuff too. Other friends, other fellow activists we know have done research. And so much of what Glenn Beck was saying was things we had seen along the way. And you got to understand the truth of what COVID is really all about. And again, I appreciate the silver lining that it woke up a lot of people in a way that they probably never expected. So it was a blessing in disguise in that sense that some Americans actually, wait a minute, what is really going on here? Wait a minute, they want us to have a mask on this whole time. Wait a minute, what else? Well, the other Joe just dropped them. Joe, more than welcome to join back in if you want. But we've got to take action on this stuff too. Like, people, you really need to go find out what this COVID thing was about. And anyway, I kind of got a little bit off track there, but these are things that we have to know. We cannot depend on mainstream, lamestream, lying media. The media is the virus. You have got to seek out other sources of honest, true information, and you have to verify things on your own as well. If you don't know the truth, nothing's going to change. And this has been such a big part of it. It really, really has. Anyway, sorry, Dr. Joe, you were saying something, and like I said, the other Joe has dropped, but maybe he'll join us back in. And anybody else, if you're out there listening, you want to speak, just push the 1 and you can get on the air. 347-857-4364. Press 1 if you want to speak on the air. So anyway, I'll go back to you, Dr. Joe, with all that ranting I just did.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, people really don't know what's going on. I mean, for instance, when we had our summer surge here in Florida, July, August, September, I mean, the mainstream media, the local mainstream media, they harped on it at every broadcast. You know, at the beginning of the broadcast, the middle of the broadcast, the end of the broadcast, you know, hospitalizations are going up, go get your vaccine, blah, blah, blah. It's the pandemic of the unvaxxed and demonizing the unvaxxed and still demonizing ivermectin and all this and that. And so much so, not only is everybody scared, that you know, the people that are not critical thinkers, but the other things going on in the world took a back seat. A lot of people didn't know about the financial things going on. I mean, we may have a problem with the currency pretty soon. They didn't know that some of the pipelines were being shut down and everything. And all of a sudden, the price of gas is up. But, you know, they didn't know about the supply chain problems. Not that I think it's all supply chain. I think a lot of this is fabricated and done on purpose, intentional.
Oop, you're fading out just a little.
Store shelves are empty, right? So, but a lot of this wasn't necessarily being reported by the mainstream. It was all COVID. So when you only have 30 minutes on a broadcast, people aren't seeing what's going on. You know, dollars in trouble. The Federal Reserve is in trouble.
I'm having a hard time hearing again. What was that last statement?
Oh, sorry. That people don't know about all the financial troubles in this country. You know, so all they heard about was COVID by the mainstream media, just drowning, you know, selecting what the topic is going to be for the broadcast.
And isn't there something, I can't remember whether it was the infrastructure bill or this next one I get, when it comes to what's happening in the financial arena. The one part is that they have the right to track any, if you make any transaction of $600 or more, the government is going to monitor what you're doing. That was outrageous.
Yeah, they tried
and
to put
I think
that
it was
in the 90s, one of the Clinton
What's
times.
That?
So that's an old thing. $600 is nothing. Most people pay either rent or mortgage payment.
I'm sorry, you're fading out again.
I was going to say $600 is really not much of anything. That means you're going to track everything. Maybe you have a mortgage
exactly.
payment or.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was with the Patriot Act, or right around that same time, was when they came up anybody that made a deposit of. Like it was $10,000 or whatever, that was when they would start monitoring because they were looking for money laundering, anti-money laundering acts and stuff like that.
That's the Patriot Act. But the other was more looking for people that are evading income taxes. And they tried to put that in when Hillary Clinton was trying to put in her Hillary care back in the 90s. So yeah, that's an old thing.
Yeah,
why they say the $600, I don't know.
You're fading. Yeah, you're fading out again. What was that last statement?
Yeah, it must be just a bad signal. We have a lot of snowbirds down here now, and we're all competing for the tower right now. So that $600 figure goes back to Hillary Clinton in the 90s when she tried to put in that original health care bill. So
Now, isn't there something in this bill, the one headed or that's over at the Senate now, isn't there something where it's going to hire 80,000 or 800,000 IRS agents to go out there and start monitoring everybody's accounts? And then the lady that they were looking at for the Office of Comptroller kind of thing, she's out there wanting a central bank. I mean, this is all crazy stuff. And how many people really know anything about this stuff going on?
Yeah, they don't, because it's all the mainstream media only reports whatever they want. So they're not up on a lot of this stuff.
So scary, and that is absolutely you have to be a communist to vote for this stuff. We have got to get to those senators, every one of them, blast as many of them as possible, and make the phone calls all over the place. I mean, I myself, I don't really have a fear that either Florida Rick Scott or Florida Marco Rubio are going to vote for it. I may make a couple of calls to them just to remind them that it's only communists would do this, and they should be spreading that word around as well. But we have to call these other ones. And I don't really care whether they're your senator per se or not. These senators are voting on things that impact all of us. And you know what? We know too many people, too many people who don't get engaged. So they may say it, but they don't take action. So I'm going to go out there and be the voice for others that I know happen to believe the same thing. And I'm going to reach out to these other ones. So the only way you can vote for this is to openly admit that you're a communist. Are you a communist? Okay, if you're a communist, then I can understand why you would vote for this. If you're not a communist, but if you're a communist, you really shouldn't be in office because you cannot uphold the Constitution. You can't uphold your oath of office if you're a communist. You know, there's all these pieces. It's really not rocket science to see what's happening here, but we've got to do that. Now, what other thing? Obviously, we've talked about people getting into their local governments, but when it comes to stopping, derailing this insanity that is truly a communist takeover, what are you telling people to do? What are your recommendations? What are you doing right now, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, you can only work, the way I look at it is at this point, you can only work with your local congressman and your state, your U.S. senator. We need to be working locally also, well, at a state level, on election integrity and either going back to paper ballots or, you know, really tightening up the things that, especially these Dominion machines and all this that you hear about, and making sure that they're really taken out because the data can be manipulated. It's been shown. So that's what we're working on is election integrity.
Well, election integrity, but okay, now you were saying to contact your local. Now, when it comes to this U.S. Senate, where the bill's over in the U.S. Senate, obviously contacting your state representatives and whatever else isn't going to do a whole lot of good. I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of connection. Maybe they truly communicate with some of the other ones. I don't know how much they do there, but what I'm suggesting, which many people would say isn't correct, is that you call these other senators. I mean, if they want to ask what state I'm from, I'm okay. It's like, wait a minute, I listen. They're out there on the public airwaves shouting their view to everybody, not just their state. It's not like they only communicate with their state. So they're out there putting this stuff out there. Well, I'm going to respond back to what they put out there. No, this is the wrong thing to do, and I don't care what state they're in. This Lisa Murkowski up there in Alaska, she's been one of the biggest rhinos out there. I think we ought to call and let her know what we think of this vote, and then, you know, if she's a Republican, what she should change parties,
yeah.
If she should. And really,
well, yeah,
Joe Manchin, yeah. Someone ought to encourage him to change to the Republican Party because he doesn't – what they're doing is destroying his state, too, especially when it comes to the coal and the fossil fuel stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, beyond that, beyond specific bills, I support – you know, financially, out-of-state congressmen, you know, candidates, you know, you can do that too. Make sure they get elected or reelected in 2022.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, helping, do not, my own opinion, and you can chime in on this one too, I do not give money to the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. I do not give money to the parties. Because I think they're so corrupt across the board. I don't care which one they are. So I don't do that. I would only do stuff to assist those, the individual candidate. I will donate.
Oh, yeah,
I
do too. Yeah, I agree. Directly to that candidate, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we kind of got off of Thanksgiving. When you think about Thanksgiving in our country, what do you think of? I mean, and what's happening to our churches? What is the role of the church today? How is our loss of faith? To me, I think, you know, the way we approach what this country means, like they were taking down a statue of Jefferson. I mean, it's all insane. What are we going to do to reach?
Well, no, it's all planned. I mean, Gramsci, okay, from Italy, in the early 20th century, Gramsci socialism. It's all destroy the church, destroy the family. They're right on target. Your communists take down the statues to erase history. All this if you know these basic principles of communism and Gramsci socialism and all these other schools, the Frankfurt School and all that, they're right on target. If you know what they're up to, it's not crazy. They're just executing their plan. And they're in it for the long game. They've been at this for over 100 years. So they may not personally see the end of this country, but that they're doing their little part while they're here to bring us down. So they're right on target. So we didn't even know that they were doing it, you know.
Well, to that degree, too, the failure of why we don't understand these things, a good part of it is through education. But then it's also through this media that doesn't pay attention and doesn't report on the stuff.
Well, because they own the media. I mean, they have brainwashed. That was the other part. Destroy the family. Destroy these churches. Take over the schools. Take over the media. They are the media now. So they're only going to report what they want to report. I mean, I think right now, I remember in the 70s and 80s, the Soviet Union had TASS and Pravda. Well, that's what we have now, basically, different names. So,
yeah.
In some respects, I think the Russians are freer than we are.
Well, you know, and that's actually, it's a sad truth anymore. People, look at all the rights that we have had taken away, and look at the insanity. And, I mean, what do you make of Fauci in any way, shape, or form? I mean, to me, he's obviously a narcissist, and he's an egotistical whatever. His whole vision was his personal legacy to try to be the hero. I guess it started when he tried to be the hero over AIDS, some kind of AIDS vaccine or something, and, of course, that didn't work over too good, and this other stuff. And yet this guy, he's given so much power, and he has no elected – he has no authority to say or do any of this stuff. That is not his job. Yet he's
well. That's
people
true with a lot of these agencies.
Following.
Yeah,
correct.
A lot of these agencies. After the communists got rid of Joe McCarthy in the late 50s, a lot of them got hired into all of the ABC agencies in Washington and elsewhere. The CDC was being in Atlanta. That's why Trump was not that successful. He only was able to hire cabinet level and down a couple levels. It's your career bureaucrats at the deep state. And in fact, we have the same problem right here in Florida with Governor DeSantis. They can hire down a couple levels, but for instance, our Department of Education here in Florida, the deep state, is still sabotaging us with letting critical race theories and books that are approved be on the state bid list. So the principles of communism, they're strangling us at both the state level and the federal level. Okay, so when we vote for, you know, a president or whatever, their cabinet level and positions and appointees only go down a little bit. It's the career bureaucrats that run everything. Look what the State Department did to Trump with the Ukraine and all that, and Russia, and, you know, all of these things. It's the career bureaucrats that are killing this country, but a lot of them were brought in over the last 40, 50 years. A lot of them are communists or, you know, anti-American anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about the open door mentality to allow this destruction. And I remember, I mean, I've said it on other shows, but talking about this media stuff, and I remember when they were allowing all these Clear Channel to merge with this one, and NBC taking over this and that and whatever else, all these mergers. And I remember some of us out there saying, you can't let a few control the message. And that is exactly what has happened. You've got a few out there, and there were those who were pushing back, but unfortunately the ignorance of most Americans to not understand what happens when only a few people control your message. You get brainwashed. You get a limited,
well, it's even worse than
you don't get the truth.
Because a lot of these companies are not part of the government, right? So they have little cozy relationships. They don't have to worry about the First Amendment now, do they? They're doing the dirty work. and going over our First Amendment rights.
Yeah. Yeah, and, talking about the public-private partnerships. If you go back, and anybody who's listening, you can go back in the previous shows I've done over the past few years. We've had shows on public-private partnerships. This is what has happened all over the place on this stuff. Excuse me. And even like with Moderna, this was part of Glenn Beck's report, that two-hour report, where there's the U.S. government is a part owner in the Moderna vaccine or something to that effect, basically. And so, well, wait a minute. We're part owners of it then because, you know, we're the ones who own the government. We are the government. And so why are they pushing all this stuff? Look at the garbage that is going on. And then they have no liability. Well, they've been given a clean slate with no liability for any reckless negligence or behavior of how they handle these vaccines. And then what was this other one that they're not going to, and I think this might have even been the FDA, they're not going to release data on these vaccines for like 50 years? I mean, people ought to be totally out. What do you think this means to this country? How do you think you have a free society when this is what government is doing to you? It's unbelievable. But dear Lord, help us.
Yeah, well, they put in a proposal to try to get 55 years. I don't know if they're going to get it. We'll see what happens. But, yes, there have been some immunity protections put in. They were put in, I believe, in retroactive to February 2020 regarding COVID and the standard care, and you have to show gross negligence, not the old regular negligence. There's many moving parts. Actually, I was on a legal seminar this past week. So a lot of what you say is true, but there are some details, and some of these immunities are going to sunset in March of 22. Some states they've already sunset. So, you know, they're federal and there are state. There's, you know, a lot of moving parts here when it comes to these immunities.
Yeah. There was the, I started to talk about this, Secretary of Energy. I mean, this lady is nuts. And, I mean, she's out there laughing about this problem. She made me think of Kamalia, who just out there cackles because they don't know what they're doing. So nervous cackle if somebody has no clue what's going on. And,
oh, but I think they do know what they're doing.
Well,
you know,
I know what you mean,
but I think, yeah.
Yeah, what is their real game? And then what was it she was saying? We're in a transition. And then there was one thing where she was laughing about, what are we going to do about it? I mean, she had no answer. She just laughed and cackled. And then what was the other one?
Well, so she's either incompetent or she's disingenuous, right? One or the other.
Yeah. So are you truly this ignorant or are you this evil?
I think they're that evil. I mean, they're trying to take – we are a fossil fuel-based economy, and they're trying to make us into a green economy with wind that doesn't work and other things. And it's really funny to see these people going around electric vehicles. And here, this is where do you think you got the electricity to recharge your battery? Probably from a coal power plant. Although in Florida we have a lot of natural gas power plants, which is clean energy, by the way. But they wouldn't have enough windmills to generate enough electricity for their electric vehicles, you know. They haven't thought it all through.
Yeah, the other thing, just to let everybody know, I'm hoping within the next 2 weeks, Karen and I are going to be doing a show together on a world without fossil fuels kind of thing. It's going to be a two-parter talking about transportation. What happens, try to have a cross-country trip with no gas, okay, when you're going to have to stop for several hours and recharge those batteries. Then we're going to talk about what the batteries really do to the environment because they claim it's for the environment, right? not for the environment, it's for control. But try to have a cross-country trip using an electric car compared to a gas-fueled automobile. And then the other is up here in the panhandle of Florida, right off of I-10, if you drive along I-10, you'll see these solar farms. Thousands and thousands of acres converted, no longer producing food, but being used for solar. What does that do? What does that do to the land underneath it? And what does that do to your food supply? And so we're going to get into quite a discussion on that one as well. And, you know, we really, that's another topic that people ought to be reaching out to their elected and say, we have to stop this insanity of the electric car as it is today. If they want to keep developing an electric car, and when people will move over to an electric car if it's truly better and more feasible and does the job, they will do that. People have moved over.
That's in a market-driven economy. Okay, so this is the government interfering with the market and destroying the market and telling you you will drive an electric car in the year 2030 or whatever the year is, 2035. So, and by the way, as far as fossil fuels go, we may be running out of fertilizer next year. A lot of our fertilizers for agriculture are made with petroleum products.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other part, too. I mean, I would have to go out there and put together some kind of a list of all the things that are impacted by petroleum products. I mean, I know most younger people have no clue. They truly don't realize when you don't have that, how many things you're going to lose, you're not going to have anymore. It is all over the place. And most adults don't know it either, I don't know. But I know most younger people, those who are out there saying, you know, down with fossil fuels because it's killing everything else. Well, just go, truly go live off the grid, if you will, with no fossil fuels. Go do that for 5 years and tell me that's what the way you want to live the rest of your life. Do it for 1 year. You probably won't even survive 1 year because they really don't truly appreciate what they're saying.
See, the thing with communists, and I'm paraphrasing even Karl Marx, is they're there just to destroy and bring down. They're not necessarily going to tell you what to replace it with or if it's necessarily going to be better. Okay, so they never have the plan for the final utopia, okay? It's just in the meantime, get all these young kids aboard and make them part of the revolution, so to speak. So that's what they're doing now, destroy, destroy, destroy. I don't know. I mean, if they destroy enough, can we support our current population? Maybe not. I mean, I understand one of their goals is depopulation. So if you don't have fertilizer for agriculture and you don't have transportation, et cetera, you can't distribute the food, you may have the population through starvation.
It's true. They are destroying this country at every level, every level. I mean, it's just, and that's why, again, say a prayer for this country. And, you know, I know the other Joe, he said he was agnostic and really didn't believe in prayer, but you know, we better go seek some other source for some guidance here because it seems like a lot of people have been totally brainwashed by their fellow humans somewhere along the way, mostly the media and the public schools. And at some point, you got to go say, wait a minute, I call it doing soul searching, having a one-on-one with God, explain this to me, tell me what I need to do. Somehow get some guidance from a much higher source because the guidance we're getting down here with our mere mortal fellow Americans, we seem to have a very big gap. So we got to figure out, and if and the role that God plays in this country, something tells me those people who were what were they calling it out there in California? It was all planned. They had all the getaway cars were all parked out front. This massive group of people go into the store, I think it was a Macy's, I can't remember which one it was, go in there, load up on everything they want, come out, jump in the cars, and know that nothing's going to happen to them. And then they go and they do this in some other area as well. And it's happening all over this country. And I'm
It's because some of these district attorneys and attorney generals have a leftist ideology, we're not going to prosecute. And so we have law.
And I'll ask you the question on that one, too. Now, when it came to these attorney generals who do these kind of stupid things, there's two levels to it. First off, the individual. Does the individual truly believe it's okay to steal? Did they really think what they were doing was okay? Did they feel no sense of any kind of belief system of what is right and wrong? Did they truly believe that? And that state attorney who was promoting that garbage, which of these people are truly communist or just downright stupid or whatever? You know, because, I mean, the Pelosi's and these other nutcases and Hillary Clinton and these you know, there's that element that is truly pushing communism. I also see another stupid element out there, ignorant, whatever you want to call it, ignorant, dumb, stupid element out there that, you know, hey, they're going to let us do it. We'll get away with it anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Not realizing that they're truly destroying their future. They don't put,
yeah.
they don't know
well,
how
let's,
to
let's go,
dots.
Yeah.
They
so
don't
let's
really
talk
understand
about
what's
kids.
Happening.
Yeah, let's talk
yeah,
about these kids. You have now, since I graduated from high school, you probably have three, maybe four generations of kids raised by teenage mothers, you know, no father. You know what's going on with it, no family, right? So a lot of them do not have church in their life, okay? So, and then we have the Common Core curriculum in the school. We are not raising a virtuous society. In order to continue this republic, we need to have virtuous citizens. You know, maybe about 23% of people go to church on Sundays. So, you know, they don't know the Ten Commandments, one of them, which is thou shalt not steal. So, I mean, let's start with right that, right there, okay?
Exactly. There is no core value, no core system, no belief.
Nancy Pelosi, shame on her. She supposedly brought up a Catholic, went to a Catholic girls' high school, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I don't know what point she fell off the wagon and became such a leftist, et cetera. She's obviously not remembering her Ten Commandments, okay? And, you know, so these are the people that are in charge of turning their head the other way to the laws that they passed, right? So, you know, it's multifactorial here, but obviously we are in the middle of some type of cultural decay.
Yeah. That's putting it mildly. The churches have totally faltered, and they were because of their tax status and all this other insanity and the way they have taken over what the role of the church has done. I mean, Dr. Tolbert, who's I haven't actually spoke to him in a little while, he would go into so much of how the church has failed. And the church is a big part of it. And that I believe it was Adams who said, a free society is only for a moral society, and when we aren't those kind of moral righteous people, whatever, we won't exist. You can't have a free society with that kind of evilness. You really can't. If you have no core values.
Well, and, you know, pastors are scared of the old Johnson Amendment from 1954, where Lyndon Johnson, while he was a U.S. senator, threatened to take away tax deductions for, you know, church donations and everything. Well, I say the hell with the deductions, okay? You know, you don't bow to the IRS, you bow to God. So donate your money. Don't worry about taking a deduction. Just give the money to support your church. And then, so you have the
pastors
that will not talk from the pulpit, and so they're worried about that. Well, then they've already sold themselves out to the devil since 1954. Okay, let's start with that. All right, they should be. We had it here in Florida. They're not. They didn't help us at all to really get rid of Common Core. Very few pastors would speak about it. I don't even think they really even know that much about it. So they're just a bunch of spineless, you know, yellow, not going to help us. But if we're going to save this country, we need to do what happened in the 1770s. where the pastors spoke from the pulpit to overthrow the King of England. Well, if we're going to restore this republic, the pastors better wise up and shape up and start. They have the bully pulpit. They need to start preaching.
And I guess that's another, you want to talk about what people should be doing. I think that is another thing we need to focus on. And I don't know whether it's a matter of going to the church you happen to go to, or a church in your community if you're not a member of one, or whatever else, and going and reaching out to the church and saying, what are you doing here? You know, when are you going to start participating in this process and protect us? When are you going to play the role that you're supposed to be in this society as one nation under God? Because right now it looks like you're a communist church. What? Or do you believe, you know,
well,
one nation under God,
you're right.
Or do you? Yeah.
Go ahead. I mean, I saw a suggestion within the last 2 weeks that if your church isn't doing those things, then change churches. You know. So yeah, you're right. You're right, Sally.
The church ought to be part of the army out there to save us. And you know, I guess the other thing too, with what we're seeing them do to our military, there's been a question. It might have been Tom Pastore in the past, I'm not sure who, at different times talking about, you know, what they're doing to our military. Is there going to come a point when the military is going to have to make a choice to uphold a communist regime government or protect its people? What do we think would happen with our military if it comes down to that? If there starts to be civil disobedience or a civil war, whatever, if something else gets going out there, what would the military do? Would our military follow the orders of the communist chief, commander-in-chief, and kill the American people, or will they revolt and go against the communist takeover of this country? Now, I mean, as a military person, they are actually sworn to uphold the Constitution. That is part of it. So what do you think would happen if there gets to be unrest, and then the government goes and tells the military to go get the people?
Well, I think that's the dilemma, isn't it? I guess we're not going to know until it happens. Because you can go either way with it. Yeah. I mean, I'm already concerned about the fact that some of the young people in the military are going to be resigning or going to be dishonorably discharged because they don't want to take the COVID vaccine. So what kind of vulnerability do we have there to foreign powers? And the same thing with, you know, what they're doing with the hospital personnel. If you fire your nurses and some doctors, you have to close floors in the hospitals, then we're going to be understaffed, right? So, you know, we're basically destroying some of our institutions.
Well, and does this come to the point, and, you know, I know we've talked about it on the show in the past. I believe we probably said it before COVID, but definitely since COVID, the plandemic, not a pandemic, but a plandemic, is it the time? And, you know, if I would actually have some way to coordinate it, I don't have the means or the money or the means to do it. Maybe it's a Trump thing, but we'll talk about Trump in a minute. Is it time that the American patriot, the true people, the people of this country who believe in the Constitution, believe in sovereignty, believe in the individual rights, believe in what we're founded on, this Declaration and this Constitution, that we all say, you know what, we're shutting down this country. That government can't do squat without all of us. So we're going to shut down everything, and we're not going to do anything. Now, you have that other element, the Antifa and the BLMs, which has nothing to do with truly Black Lives Matter routine. It's all part of this other stuff. But when you have these other groups out there, terrorist organizations, whatever you want to call them, they're out there going to be doing something else. But would the majority of the people be able to totally shut down this country and say, hey, we're not doing this anymore? Your history.
Look,
I can't hear you.
Things. But I think what we need is a parallel alternative economy where, for instance, just as I said about it an hour ago, we support small businesses, rebuild the middle class. know, we don't support the big box and the establishment stuff, okay? So we don't want to, if we shut everything down, then we're going to starve ourselves, right? So we need to develop, get back to, you know, more of a mom and pop, you know, small business, middle class type of economy, okay? Yeah, I mean, you know, shut down the big stuff, so to speak, by boycotting them, all right? I mean, there's many moving parts here. But we don't, you know, we don't really want to shut down the economy because they did that under the auspices of quarantine for the virus back in March and April of 2020. And what did that do to us? That really hurt the middle class. So I don't think we really want to do that. We need to develop an alternative, parallel economy.
Yeah, and it's more of trying to have a nationwide protest, and I call it a protest, not a rally type thing.
My criticism of it is they have had some of these and tried to do some of them. My criticism is that I always find out about it at the last minute. You know, the grassroots don't do enough planning and pre-planning to coordinate some of these things, okay? It's always last minute you find out about it, or even maybe after the fact. So, you know, like, for instance, you want the kids to stay home. You want the kids to stay home for a couple of days so that when they do the counting, that the school district, you know, has a low head count, and then they won't get their funding from the state. But we don't always have coordination on that. Or, you know, you find out about it too late or whatever, okay? They had one here where our school district has already had the day off anyway. So what good is that, you know? So there needs to be more coordination on some of these things.
Good point. And the coordination has been a big part of the problem. Because we have had some things go on, but the sad part is, because of lamestream media, they didn't cover some of the events anyway. They marginalize and downplay when it happens because they don't want to cover that side of it, which is the other part. And why we've got to get the new media out there, there is actually an evolving new media out there that's pro-Constitution and pro-people compared to this crazy stuff we have out there today. But it's going to take a little bit more longer. We've got one other caller who wants to join in. Okay, 5838. Can we get your first name, please?
John.
Oh, hey, John. Wasn't sure you were going to call in tonight. How
are
you doing tonight?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Happy
you too.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you so much. Did you say a prayer for our country?
Well, that's continuous.
Yes.
That
isn't
every
that
day.
Yes.
Yeah. Because of the current administration running things, you don't really know what these people want, to be honest. So you have to say a prayer because you don't even know what they're going to do next. And all I can go by is what has happened recently, and I go by the Kenosha Kyle recent victory and the Virginia governor victory. That's two victories in a row for conservatives. So somebody's their side's losing, and that's a good thing. And that's all you really have to go by. But that's encouraging.
And that's why I said the silver lining is that people have started to wake up of what's really happening. And have we woken up enough? Have we woken them up in time? And with this other insanity that's going on with what this current Congress is trying to do before the next election to try to totally take down this country to its knees, will we have time to stop that? And do we have enough people involved? So when it comes to what's going on today, what are you actually doing to try to make a difference? Are you speaking with other people?
What encouraged me is, for the first time, the college kids who have always been on the side of the Democrats are very much rebelling against the current administration, and that's why this Brandon movement has started. I've never known the college kids to be anything but a bunch of Democrats, but they're certainly not now, so that gives me some they don't like what's going on with their country. For the first time, they seem to be very concerned about their future. And they don't like this president. And for college kids not to like a sitting Democrat president is something totally different. So that's encouraging. And they chant,
yeah,
"Let's go, Brandon," at football games in the stadium. That's encouraging.
Well,
so,
the only thing I got to say on that, let me ask you a question. Now, when it comes to the "Let's go, Brandon," now those of us that saw the stuff to begin with and saw how it evolved and what really was being said at that auto race, with the kids that are saying it, do you think the majority of the kids really know what it means, or are they just going along to be part of the party?
Do you think
they really know what it means about Biden?
What I think they think is, for the first time, this Democrat president is ruining their future. They don't see him doing anything to make America strong for their future. And that encourages me, because you expect something more leftist from college kids. But they don't see being leftist as good for their future anymore, and that is encouraging. And
yeah,
Trump really does have a running lead in the polls against Biden. Everything going on is encouraging. So now I did hear this. And we all know that Michelle Obama has stated every time she's been asked about it, she definitely doesn't want to be president. But consider that if she were president or being talked into being the president, Obama would then be totally controlling her, as well as he controls Biden.
Yeah.
So there's two people there. I heard the rumor that they were going to try to put Michelle Biden in, because Michelle Obama, and because Biden is just too unpopular.
Well,
and
if we're talking about 2024, well, hold on a second. If we're talking about 2024, first off, I want to see, we better do something about 2022 first, but Biden's not going to run again. There's no chance Biden, I mean, I don't know that he's even physically going to be able, he can't even do the job right now. So that's a pipe dream or whatever. Biden can say whatever he wants to out there in front of a mic, but it doesn't mean anything. So Biden's not even in consideration when it comes to that. And then you talk about Harris out there. Nobody likes her. Nobody can stand her. She's a bobblehead now. She doesn't do anything. So there's no chance for her. So they see. And while this past, well, there were all these shenanigans that went on with this last election, that's going to be a lot different. And this goes back to what people need to be doing. People need to be much more involved to participate in being a poll watcher and all these other different things that they have to be engaged in to not allow the corruption of this past election and to continue to oppose the corruption of this last election, because it was a stolen election. We didn't get the results. It's not the people's vote. This was the corruption of what happened there. So we've got those kind of things that have to be addressed as well. But when it comes to if they're going to look for somebody who could truly, truly challenge any Republican, whether it be Trump or DeSantis or whoever else, I don't think it'll be DeSantis, they're going to have a strong image such as a Michelle Obama. She I think, would be a threat in that sense, even though I still think right now anybody that continues to support the insanity of what's been going on today with taking down the invasion of this country and all the fuel stuff and everything this guy's done, I don't think they really stand much of a chance if we continue on the path. My concern, which I was talking about a little bit earlier, I'm not sure if you heard it, was this bill that's going to the Senate today, or that's over in the Senate now, that there is so much communism in it. They want to call it social programs. It's communism. So much of a communist takeover of this country, taking away people's rights. If we don't shut that down now, then we have a very, very big problem on our hands. And it doesn't matter who gets elected in 2022, because as I said earlier, do you really think the Republicans are going to do anything to undo this communist regime? Well, they wouldn't. They never undid Obamacare. Now, Dr. Joe, who was on just a few minutes ago, he was saying something about McCain was the one who actually derailed. They were at a point where they could have gotten rid of Obamacare, but McCain was one of the ones who kept it going. But the same mentality, once you give people these bennies, which of course we all pay for, nothing's free, these social programs, and then all of a sudden you try to take them back, that's when the politicians kick in and they don't want to take anything away. And so this crazy mentality. So what this Republican Party will do in 2022, I can't even worry about 2024 at this point, to be perfectly honest with you. 2022 is going to be the key as to whether we have a chance. And if we get the Republicans in there, and I mean, I know you're a Republican. How much faith do you have these Republicans will impeach, assuming, and I'm making a big assumption, assuming the Republicans take over the House, which I think they will do, possibly take over the Senate, if you have both houses, Biden in the White House, and both houses with Republicans, do you think the Republican Party has the guts, the backbone, and the will to impeach O'Biden for the invasion of this country and the destruction of this country? Do you think they'll do it?
If they win the Senate, if they have majorities in the Senate and the House, I say their next step is to impeach. They will go ahead and impeach Biden. They won't even hesitate.
Okay.
So
that's encouraging. That's the sense you get out of it, and that's what it should be. It's absolutely what it should be.
That's a big if, because we don't know how much of the voting is going to be honest.
Well,
and we have some encouragement in that the Virginia vote was honest.
And that's why people have to continue to demand accountability and transparency on these elections and need to continue to challenge what's going on. There was something out there. Let me see if I can find it very quickly here. There was. Okay. Don't tell me I'm not for me to find it. I hate when that happens.
If I were to guess, I would say the Republicans are going to win majorities in both houses.
Okay, there was something else going on right now, and I'm looking for the article, and now I can't find it. The where 186 legislators have signed where they're wanting a full audit of this past election and decertification as appropriate, where it should be appropriate. And a lot of people want to act like, well, it's over and just be done with it. It's not really over because we have future elections. If we don't go out there and clean up this mess of what they've done here, then what really makes you think it's not going to happen again? It's just that what's going to stop it? What's going to happen to stop it?
The only thing we'll know if it's an honest elections is the Republicans win majorities, because that's where the public polls are all going right now. So, I mean, when you have polls like that, and then you have a vote that goes completely against all the public polling, and we know for a fact that Biden's numbers are the worst ever, and then a lot of these other people, the Democrat Party is unpopular as hell, so why would the public go big for Democrat Congress and the Senate again? You know that doesn't make any sense. And they cheated again.
Well, but
that's
the point
the only
I'm trying to make is
we have it was honest as if we do win majorities, because that's the only logical outcome based on polling.
Well, and, you know, so there's only so much I'm going to depend on the polling per se. The question is, with the next election won't be a presidential election, so there's no electoral college going into it, so there's a little bit of a difference there. But the main thing is ensuring that the – what's that?
They will be only turning on their machines when it's a presidential election. We don't know.
Well, that's part of it. The on this next election. I'm coming down to, if the Republicans take both houses, they better do something. They better get rid of the the rhinos that are out there now. But right now, to we have to have them shut down that insane bill that has gone over to the Senate. That there is so much garbage in that bill, so many anti-American, anti-constitutional, socialist, communist, and I really shouldn't say socialist, communist, social programs, communism. That it's insane what they're trying to do, and if they're allowed to get this past the Senate, undoing it in 2022 to me will be next to impossible. It's already going to be out there for a year, and undoing it in 2024 will even be more impossible.
I believe completely that if we win majorities in both houses, the very next step is impeachment for Biden. He doesn't, and they have full intention of doing it this time. Nobody wants this guy in there. So he could very well be the first impeached president, because I think the sentiment. And this time, there's nobody out there that's going to hold back like they did with Clinton and I think we could easily see an impeachment. Yeah, I see that. If we win the big majorities, we could easily win the big majorities.
And the things that I see when it comes to, once again, we'll assume assume that the Republicans take over the House and the Senate in 2022. First off, McCarthy cannot be the Speaker of the House. They should get Donald Trump to be the Speaker of the House. That's what they should do, which they can do. But it can't be McCarthy. And then McConnell should not be the Senate president. If the Republicans put those two people in charge again.
Donald Trump anywhere, especially as Speaker of the House, they should do that.
They could. It would be the ultimate perfect thing to do, which this I never heard this. It was Glenn Beck who was talking, going through the history and some other people then speaking to some other people about it. And yes, you don't have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker of the House. So Trump could be the Speaker of the House.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So that would happen. But if the Republicans insist on putting McCarthy back in there or McConnell back in charge in those two houses, again, it's forget it. And I guess I wish I had some kind of faith in the Republican Party, but I really don't. We've seen a change in attitude lately.
And who could really blame you for not having faith? They haven't done anything to give you faith.
Yeah.
We've been a bunch of rhinos, so we're going to have to see radical changes. But
which
I'm encouraged.
Which is key when people are out there voting. You've got to make sure you vet these people. And you know what? Go back. And if they were registered as a Democrat for the past 20 years and all of a sudden they're changing, they better really truly explain why they're changing, which I can actually agree at this point in time. There are plenty of Democrats who are saying, wait a minute, I don't like what the Democrat Party of today has truly just become a communist party, and they don't want to be part of a communist party, so I can see people leaving
it. The old-style Democrats hate the progressives. And this is a progressive Democratic Party. And they hate that. So they're really not Democrats. So what they should do is run on the progressive label and not call themselves Democrats, but they just stole the Democrat label. But it's an anti-American progressive party is what it is.
Well,
and the Democrats, the true Democrats,
they have actually aligned themselves with the Communist Party. You can go out there and actually see, especially like Elizabeth Warren and some of the others, who have openly engaged and formed alliances with the Communist Party.
Well, I don't doubt that. There are certain of them that appear to be communists. She's one. The Bernie, whatever his name is. What is it?
Bernie Sanders.
There's a number of them.
Yeah.
But there's no point in pursuing a progressive agenda because it's anti-American. I think even the college kids know that.
Well,
the college kids very much see their futures going up in smoke. That's what all the...
Well, I hope enough of them realize it really is going up in smoke with what they're doing, taking away all their rights. What they, you know, the younger people today, they've been able to go do pretty much whatever they feel like doing all over the place, and they're not used to being told no, and they're going to realize you're going to be told no an awful lot when it comes to communism.
That's true. They seem to be catching on, though, which is amazing. For the first time in my life, they're not a bunch of Democrats. They're not happy at all. I think, for one thing, they were invested in Donald Trump after what he accomplished, and they were certain, just like we were, that Trump was going to win it, and Trump would have won it if there hadn't been cheating going on. And the top Dems, the Dems that are in power now, they know this about their party. We can't win unless we cheat. They cannot win an election, and they know that. But are they going to cheat anywhere but the presidential election? Well, they didn't cheat in the they didn't cheat to get a McAuliffe, Terry McAuliffe, as governor. We know that because he lost.
Well, some would say, some would question what happened in New Jersey as to all of a sudden some mail-in ballots came in or whatever. It was a very close election. So
there.
New Jersey is a question.
Oh, it is a question. But then again, who thought there was even going to be a challenger in New Jersey? New Jersey's always been a staunchly Democrat state, and for this guy to come in there like that, of course.
Well, that shows you the weakness of the Republican Party, because if the Republican Party would have gotten behind this guy at all, there's a very good chance they could have taken New Jersey. But and people in New Jersey were ticked off with what was happening with the mandates and all the other stuff. They were not happy. They had a chance, but the Republican Party left the guy out to dry.
That's why that guy did so well.
Yep. And just imagine if the Republican Party would have given any support, they probably would have won it.
All the Democrats know at this point is lie, cheat, steal. That's the only way we win elections. I mean, there isn't anybody at the top that doesn't realize that. Lie and cheat is routine.
But they keep doing it.
Is routine. And then steal if you feel like you can't win any other way.
Well, this comes down to
the
whole reason for the show today on Thanksgiving Day is the fact that we have lost core values. The mentality has been, and you can see it across the country. We were talking about this earlier. What have these people who go and organize to raid a store, steal everything out of it, jump in all the cars, and leave? This is the values of the culture today.
Well, you're talking now about what is happening to San Francisco.
That's not just San Francisco. That's where we were. They showed it today. They showed the report on it. But it's not just San Francisco. This is happening across the country. And you have a group of state attorneys who don't think we should enforce any laws. Of course, we had the thing that just happened in Wisconsin where the guy takes the SUV and mows down a bunch of people in a parade and all this other stuff. What's happening to this culture is part of
that.
It's probably more the root cause of anything else. And it's all being propagated by these communists who want to take down this country and how they're allowing this invasion to go into it. And what are we going to do? And this is where the theme of the show. This is Thanksgiving, time to say a prayer for this country, but it's also time to take action and do something. The key is we can no longer sit. God isn't going to listen to prayers if we just sit there and do nothing.
If I hadn't seen us win in Virginia and Kenosha Kyle hadn't won his trial, I wouldn't be giving very much thanks. But that has encouraged me greatly. We've won the last two battles. So you have to be encouraged by that.
Be thankful for that. And then why did it happen? And when you think of both cases.
I am thankful for that.
Hold on a second. What the Kyle, the kid did out in Wisconsin, he was out there doing the right thing. He was actually opposing the violence and attempting to stop the violence and to help people. He was out there doing the right thing when he was attacked and he defended himself. So it was all the right thing, and the people still, even with all the threats that they were obviously getting, that jury was getting, with a person was following them and all this other stuff, they still held true. So that's definitely, be thankful for the fact those people had the courage. And does that represent the courage that Americans are starting to wake up and realize we better defend ourselves here because no one else is going to? We have a government,
definitely,
a government takeover of our country, and we better do something.
Kyle winning was a big thing. That was a huge victory.
Yeah. That's what I said.
So that's what encourages me.
But
and
it's
if
just
we
the
start
beginning.
Winning
but people need to remember
regularly,
what it means.
We seem to be winning elections that had only been previously won by Democrats. Wherever you look, you see Republicans sliding into spots where only Democrats once were. So I just think it's a backlash against the Democrat Party, whom the general public believes has been taken over by the progressives, and they just haven't changed the party name to progressive.
Communist. Don't call it progressive. Call it what it is. It's communist. Communist. They're the communist party. Not the progressive,
not even
the
sure
communist.
I'm not even sure it is the same as communism. I think
it is. Everything owned in common.
They
love
capitalism.
No, they love protecting themselves. They don't care about the rest.
The Constitution.
The elite.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're getting down to the last few minutes. So I'll go ahead and give you the last word. Then I'm going to go ahead and close up, and we're going to end the show with
My
Name is America.
My last word is we do have reason for Thanksgiving this year, and I wouldn't be saying that if we hadn't won Virginia and Kyle had lost and he was in jail now. So I say we have two big reasons to be giving thanks. And that's my view.
Absolutely. Okay, and now with that being said, I'm going to wrap up just a little bit here. And I would totally agree with what John just said. We have reason to give thanks. We have many reasons to give thanks. And some of these recent things that have happened give us hope that we still have a chance to save this country. We need to
have one other reason.
Okay, hurry up.
They just moved this guy's bail from that ridiculous $1,000 number to $5 million. So they finally
got
serious.
Well, they didn't move
it. We have a murderer here.
Okay,
huh?
Yeah, they didn't move his $1,000. The $1,000 was for his previous crime. It's because he's murdered six people. They gave him a high. They weren't going to be stupid enough to go and give him a $1,000 bond again after what just happened. So they went out there and made it extremely high so he couldn't get out of jail this time.
No one would put up that kind of money to let that guy out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it wasn't a matter of them changing the $1,000. It was a matter of them having a new bond for six murders.
That is exactly right. They came to their senses.
That is another reason to have some faith that people are realizing what's really going on and some things are having to change. Those in power are having to change some of their ways.
Yeah.
The court, including the court.
That guy that just committed murder with his SUV.
Yeah.
He had a rap sheet a mile long.
Yeah, he did. Correct.
Why he bonded out for $1,000 is beyond anybody.
Well, and you know, I'm not going to get into that tonight. Like, we can have that for maybe the next show or something. But I mean, it was very obvious. These state attorneys, whatever the insanity is of them letting the criminals go, we want to protect the criminals so they can go do more crime. It is ridiculous. And based on a couple of other cases, plus this one happening now, we're going to see that people are getting outraged with what's happening to the lack
really
of law and order in the country.
This one. When they
what's
see
that
guy's rap sheet.
Well, it, yeah, it's been reported. There's no excuse that he was out there. And anybody who was injured or killed, obviously, killed and then injured in that act, that parade massacre, whatever you want to call it, every one of them needs to go through that the state attorney because they allowed that to happen. They promoted it. They allowed it. They should be suing them.
I think I read where the lawsuits are now pending.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, we're down to the last few minutes here, but we will continue that conversation. I just couldn't let you say that they changed the $1,000 bond. They didn't change it. His new bond for six murders is a lot higher. Six murders plus all the other counts of all the other stuff going on. So there's that piece there.
Yeah, well,
but anyway,
he's not getting out on bonds.
Correct.
Thank God.
Correct. And he should. I mean, I don't know if they have the death penalty in Wisconsin, but and talking about death might not be the best thing on Thanksgiving, but there are some evil elements that maybe it's appropriate.
Well,
I don't know. But
I consider what he did completely evil.
Okay. Yes. Well, he did. Anyway, we only have a few more minutes, so I'm going to have to kind of cut you off on that one, John. But I want to let everybody know, good talking to you tonight.
Does anybody else have anything to say?
Well, looks like Dr. Joe has dropped off, and the other Joe had dropped off a little bit earlier. So right now it's just you and me on the air. I see some other people sitting out there, but they haven't came.
It was nice talking to you.
Yeah,
I want to say
thank you for tuning in. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're going to try to get back on track, having a show once a week, maybe have a couple extra shows in the next couple of weeks trying to get caught up on some things. There's a lot of stuff going on. And we do have a lot to be thankful. We still have our country. We still have a chance to save our country.
We certainly do.
We have many reasons, as John's mentioned, to be thankful and to have hope. We have people realizing things are going on. We still need to definitely pray for this country. You need to get your churches engaged and let them play the role they're supposed to be instead of playing the games that they play today. All the prayers in the world aren't going to do any good if we don't act on what we say. You know, God is watching. I truly do believe God is watching what we're doing. And if all we're going to do is say, well, God, would you come here and fix all this for us? Well, but we're not going to do anything. We have to sit down and watch a football game or play some stupid game on a computer, whatever. You know, we haven't got time to go do anything to save our country, so we want you to do it for us. And God's just going to say, you're joking. If this is what you people want, if you've abandoned me, then I have to abandon you. I can only help those who help themselves. And that's, you know, I'm not coming into any fancy prayer here or anything else, but this is the basic of how I see this. If we all come together and go back to the core beliefs of what this country was founded on, which is one nation under God, and let's see if I can find this one. Now, it was the Thanksgiving Proclamation 1789 from President George Washington. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committees requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, that's only part of it, but this is what it's all about. We have got to go back to the core basic fundamentals of what we were founded on. We can save this country. There's reason to be optimistic, as John was saying, and also what Dr. Joe was saying as well. And Joe, the other individual who was on the call, said, yes, we have things we need to do, and we can do it. So it's up to us. If we take the time to ask for guidance from our great creator and we take action, we can still save this country. I truly believe that, and I hope that Dear Lord, help us. I'm asking for guidance, too. Tell me, I think I'm doing what I should be doing, but if you can give me some other guidance, something else I should be doing differently, what else? Let me know what it is, because I am doing my best to help bring people together to save our country, to let us be a free people, to stop the invasion of our country, to stop the evilness of what's happening to our country. So that's where I'm at. Again, it's great talking with everybody. I'm going to go ahead and close off with our favorite song, My Name is America. Please tune in next week. God bless America. I hope everybody had a very safe and happy Thanksgiving. Please say a prayer for our country and also get involved. Up to all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.